就下一项就是屯门警区的报告，屯门区议会文件2014年第12号同埋席上派发文件第一号，请各位省览第12号文件的内容，并且是参与席上派发的屯门警区首要行动项目2014文件。现在请屯门区指挥官麦力高先生简报有关屯门区的罪案的情况，麻烦。
Lao Judic, District Officer and members, I believe all of you have received and read the report on the crime situation in Tuen Mun District. There were three parts, from December 2013 to January 2014, from January to December of last year, and also January 2014. Now, for the overall crime situation from December 2013 to January 2014, I have no specific comment. I'm mindful of the chairman's reminder on the time on that one. But I would like to brief you on the overall, a bit more detail on the overall crime situation from last year, from January to December 2013. The crime figure in the Tuen Mun district showed a decrease compared with the previous year. The total number of crimes was 3735, a decrease of some 655 cases, or 14.9%. And just to put that in perspective, the overall figure in Hong Kong showed a decrease of 4%. Now, the detection rate from January to December last year was 47.3, which was a slight increase over the previous year. There were 743 cases of violent crime in total, representing a decrease of 132 cases. And the detection rate for violent crime was 65.7%, which also showed a very slight decrease when compared with the previous year. So briefly, crimes on the decrease last year were miscellaneous thefts, violent crime, triad-related crime, and debt collection-related crimes, burglary, and wounding and serious assaults. Areas on the crimes on the increase, where we still obviously have to put a lot of work into, are technology crimes, missing motor vehicles, serious narcotics offences, which were up slightly, and snatchings. Just focusing on the technology crimes, which made up quite a significant increase. They went up by 40%. This was primarily as a result of naked chat blackmail cases, online shopping fraud, and online games deceptions. Now, to focus more on the crime situation in January of this year, we showed a decrease again compared with the previous year, down by some 29 cases, or 8.8%. The detection rate was 40.5%, a slight increase when compared with the same period last year. Violent crime, 45 cases, so down 8 cases when compared with the same period the previous year. So in January, crimes on the decrease were miscellaneous theft, shop theft, violent crime, and woundings and serious assault. Crimes on the increase, on the other hand, were technology crimes again, deception, and debt-related crimes. I'd like to point out that for deception-related cases, we count that whether it's any report of a deception, whether it's an attempted deception, or whether, in fact, any money has actually been lost by the individual. And the above is a brief summary of the crime report, and I'm welcome to take any questions which members may have.
多謝啊，謝官，請議員提問。陳先生，
是，多谢主席。就今日咧，我哋喺台面上面咧所见到嘅咧，就系一个比较嘅即系图表啦，就将2013年嘅罪案率啦，同2012年嘅罪案率咧，就系即系比较嘅。咁就其实我哋过往咧，除咗系有，即系其实我哋过往咧，主要系睇嘅咧，就系一啲过去两个月啦。或者是四个月啦，那些罪案数字啊，那些的即是那些情况那些数据的。咁但是今日呢，我唔知係我冇啊，又或係即係派漏咗，又或係冇交到上嚟。咁我想问一下呢，就即係我哋以后呢係会唔会即係有返呢一啲嘅双月份啦嘅即係罪案嘅情况啦嘅报告嘅。咁啊就至于话即係具体嘅情况呢，其实我哋喺即係早前嘅簡報会呢都有交流过，咁所以呢就我都冇咩特别嘅补充。我相信就係騙案啦，同埋即係尤其是一啲涉及到资讯科技啦嘅罪行呢，都係好值得即係警方係关注嘅。咁同时呢，我哋都有几次会提到呢，就话即係我哋区嗰啲塞车嘅情况呢都即係有上升嘅趋势。咁我唔知係咪因为呢我哋啲停车场啲泊位唔够啊，啲车呢就要泊晒出去街，因而呢係令到啲即係嗰啲犯案嘅人士呢就有机可图，有机可乘。咁我唔知警方喺呢方面呢会唔会建议啦，即係运输署呢係搵多啲地方係去起停车场。因为其实呢个都系我哋区议会啦，即係促请运输署做嘅一件事嚟㗎，但係呢咁耐呢都唔觉有咩成果。咁希望即係警方呢都能够即係喺呢一个环节上面呢係多啲同运输署啦係沟通，睇下呢有咩更加好嘅方法嚟到呢係即係减少呢个塞车嘅问题。多谢主席。
好，唔该晒。陈小官回应。
我中人议员。
啊，
我中人议员。
主席，我见到嗰个罪案率系即系嗰个情况系好咗咧，个数字咧低咗，咁当然我哋系高兴啦。我就听到一个话科技骗案度有一个叫 online game deception， 嗰啲系咩嘢嚟？我唔知道，即系玩游戏点样呃人哋，可唔可以市委官解释好嘛？
啊，就冇呢样提问。有冇就俾社區官回應，社區官。
Yeah, thank you very much for the questions and the opportunity to clarify. I think regarding the figures, we have submitted the figures, in fact, for the last 2 months as well. Yes, But regarding vehicle crime, from December. In both December last year and January this month, there was a total of 6 missing vehicles. So it represents an increase of 4 compared with the same period the previous year. Yet the overall figures for the year perhaps indicate that yes, there is a rising trend and there's work for us to be done there. There was a total of 42 last year, and Tuen Mun Division was particularly badly hit compared with Castle Peak. And the majority of those, as you quite rightly point out, were at roadsides. And so we are doing more patrols in that area, not just using our own district duties, but also regional units. And we're advising of the of what we would call a black spot crime location. Thank you. Regarding online games, in very general terms, It's a sort of deception where a young person may be playing a particular game that you get points for, and what happens is that they trade the points with each other. They're actually it can run into several hundred or several thousand dollars. One person will say, I want to buy 500 of your points, and then they'll say other person online will agree, and so they might then exchange an online bank account number. So someone will transfer the points to that person. At the same time, they get the money from someone. Normally what happens is the agreement goes wrong. They lose the points and they also lose some money. You know? So it's that sort of deception.
So it's more manipulation of the computer, of the software. Oh. It's not
It's a part of our classification. Because it involves the use of the computer, we'll classify that as a technology crime. Perhaps being more specific than just saying it's another type of deception or a theft, okay. For example. Yeah. I think it allows us to monitor the trend and to be able to give education advice to alert people about it.
Oh, okay. Hello. 提问，如果冇就
有林德亮议员，
林德亮，
多谢主席。就警方今日提供嗰个区内治安报告咧，就睇到嗰个整嘅内容咧，整体嚟讲系区内嘅治安目前都比较稳定嘅。就不过有两项我想询问嘅就系、是，其中有个诈骗案咧。就上升得好犀利，同埋一個收債刑事案，咁我想知道係邊一類嘅？警方又點樣去解決呢啲問題？唔該。
啊，仲意思？
Yeah, so just if I can go into some detail then about the deception cases. So you're looking at last year, total of 326 cases, and that was a decrease of some 13 compared with the previous year. But majority of these, the 108 were telephone deception cases, or attempt deceptions as well. That's where someone will telephone, normally an elderly person pretending to be, say, a family member, and stating that they're in some trouble, and they ask people to make a wire deposit to transfer some money. So the second, they have street deception cases, quite a small number last year, only 7. We also clarify those cases referred where people have deceived the government for CSSA money, 21 cases, and computer-related crimes took up the majority of the deceptions, 115 last year, and credit card-related deceptions were 27. So on the telephone deception cases particularly, we continue with our education as well as enforcement strategy. We work with the banking sector there, so that banks, we had a very good case 2 weeks ago where the bank was able to identify an elderly person in some distress. We give them a contact number with the local police station. They phone us and we can then go and try and prevent a fraud being committed. So that's one of our strategies on that. Then looking again at the computer-related crimes, I understand the Fight Crime Committee was given a presentation about some naked chat deceptions, for example. I beg your pardon, I should focus on the deceptions only there. So computer-related deceptions, again, this is something that the force has a whole education strategy out there, whether it's on police television programmes or at a local level, with us going round the schools and giving anti-crime advice to students at all different levels. So I hope that can answer some of the questions there. Moving on to debt collection related crimes, just focusing on the year first of all, there were 90 cases of debt related crimes. That was a decrease of some 51 cases compared with the year before. The majority of the cases were criminal damage, perhaps where someone has had their locks of their building damaged or paint thrown over the door. Criminal intimidation cases, that might be where someone either appears in person or on the telephone intimidates someone else. And then looking more recently at the last 2 months, there were 19 cases of debt collection crimes December to January. That was a slight increase compared with the same period last year. And again, the trend is fairly similar to the whole year figures. The majority of the cases, 10, were criminal damage. 5 of them were criminal intimidation, with 2 resulting in woundings and serious assaults. So we're mindful of the fact that there's no room for complacency, although the figures have gone down a little considerably compared to last year. But you'll notice from looking at the booklet in front of you that we felt that this was a type of crime which really impacts on the community, and that's why we've put it in as a priority. So we want to focus and do more work in this aspect. Thank you.
好，唔该晒。有冇想问？如果冇就多谢指挥官嘅回应。